you're listening to Breakfast on 2SCR, it's 6:45, and look, it looks pretty miserable out there now, but this weekend it's forecast to be hot and sunny, and come Saturday night you might find yourself looking for something to do. Well, the nighttime bike festival Light the City kicks off tomorrow night, and I've got Deputy Lord Mayor Councillor Jess Miller on the line to talk us through what's going on. Jess, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Great, how are you?
Good.
Fantastic. So look, a nighttime bike festival, it's not a combination of words you hear every day. What was the idea behind it all?
The Light the Night Festival is part of Sydney Ride. So for the past month, we've had a whole range of like different bike events all over Sydney, including like the Bike Mechanics Challenge, which happened in Martin Place on Wednesday. And this guy like changed a tyre on a bike in under 4 minutes blindfolded. So there's been a whole lot of really great bike events happening, and this is just one of them.
Under 4 minutes
in under 4 minutes, it was insane. It was so amazing.
So what is the City of Sydney's vision for bike as a mode of transport in the city in general?
Well, it's pretty critical because, as everyone knows, it sucks to be stuck in a car for hours when you don't really need to go very fast. So the city's vision is very much for a livable city, and that includes, safe ways of getting around on a bike and other modes of active transport like walking and public transport as well.
Yeah, I mean, I do live within kind of biking distance of the city, but I haven't ridden my bike in so long, and I feel like getting out there now, it would make me really nervous. So how would the City of Sydney like encourage people like me who maybe a little bit scared of the traffic to actually get on their bike?
Well, now's a really good time to do it because there are so many people on bikes, particularly during October. So one of the ways you can get back on the bike is by doing one of our courses that you can check out through the website, and people will kind of show you where the safest routes are and give you a bit of a refresher on traffic. I think the thing about the Light the Night event is that you're with a whole group of other people, and it does just build your confidence a little bit.
Yeah, so talk me through exactly what's happening tomorrow night.
Well, it's pretty amazing. Everybody's meeting at Lady Macquarie's chair around about 6:37, and everybody will be decking out their bikes in all manner of like glitter with a bit of a Halloween party as well. So it's an opportunity to ride your bike in and around the harbour and get some really beautiful views. It's only 2.5 kilometres, so it's good for people who maybe haven't been on their bike for a while, as well as families and kids. There's a zombie dance flash mob, a glitter ball silent disco, and then there's like a thriller sort of dance thing happening on the hour from 7:30.
So, and that's with your bikes as well. So doing
it is with your bike
around your bike.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think possibly. I think that I'm gonna be there. So I guess we're all gonna find out tomorrow. But I think that's that. When you're riding with a lot of other people, it is a really nice, friendly vibe and a lot of fun. So I encourage everybody just to head on down.
Great. And one last question. You did say tomorrow night is Halloween. What are you going to dress up as?
Oh, it's a Halloween thing. Oh, I've got a really good one.
What is it?
I have got an ET doll that I've had my partner gave to me maybe like 15 years ago. And I'm like, you know, the bit in ET where they like take off and they've been through the light and he's covered in lights and stuff. So yeah. I've got ET. I'm not sure. I've got a 5-year-old daughter, so I'm not too sure what she wants to go as. But yeah, maybe we'll sort it out.
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much, Jess. That was Deputy Lord Mayor Councillor Jess Miller talking about the Light the City this Saturday night, and it all kicks off at 6 p.m. on Mrs. Macquarie's Road. There's going to be light installations, zombie discos from 7:30, a silent Halloween disco, food trucks for sustenance, and heaps more. If you want to get more info on that, head to the City of Sydney website.